We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Rupp is with us again this Friday. He's the former editor of Style Weekly and now runs the public relations firm that he started called Spring Story. And I always tell people, Jason, you're a very mild-mannered, kind of unobtrusive guy, but you got to watch him. Watch
well,
you.
I try. Yeah, well, John, come on.
Not because you're sneaky, but you just, your ears are always open, your eyes are always open, and you seem to know what's going on. So I had
you and I have both had long careers in Richmond, and right. It's a small town. And after a while, you know so many people that it's easy to learn some things that are going on. Sometimes it's still very difficult.
They hit you up like this guy connected. Who tells me that Mayor Stoney's still having fundraisers while the city is burning. Is that true or not? I want to be fair to the guy. Is that know if that's true?
I haven't received confirmation about that. I have some calls out to find out, but certainly some things were circulating. This would have had bad timing because, as you know, on Wednesday of this week, overnight, there were lots of issues with police and protesters together in the clash that happened. And apparently this may have been the time that the mayor was holding a virtual fundraiser for his reelection campaign. Now, this is a time a lot of people have been asking for him to be more present. And he says he is. He's meeting with people and listening and coming out to things, but he is being criticized for it. But last week, Mayor Pete Buttigieg announced his endorsement for Stoney, and that came out officially, and they started using that, his campaign started using that as a fundraising hook. And it sounds like he may have had a virtual fundraiser with Mayor Pete on Wednesday of this week, and I'm not sure what that means. Do they get on Zoom and have opportunities to talk with him? Is it just, virtually donate money at a certain time? I don't know. But it says the appeal said, we'd love for you to join us for this event and support the mayor's reelection campaign at the $100 level. So the campaign is definitely on. And we know now that the deadline has passed for everybody who wants to run to get their name in. And there are, there's going to be a fun election, not only for mayor, but for city council, school board as well. And I think we have, looks like we have five candidates for mayor, right?
I mean, look, we have five candidates.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Oh. Got Kim Gray. She's coming on at 9:30. She's
Kim, you'll have lots to ask Kim Gray. Mm-hmm. Justin Griffin.
He was on last week, right?
Yep. Now, Tracy McLean, I don't know much about her, but her name has also emerged. She has a website. The Mayor Stoney, of course, and then Alexis Rogers. And she's someone who came on, came into the race very recently and kind of represents, I would say her candidacy kind of aligned thematically with the protests that are going on and the movement that's happening. She's a young person and has raised lots of money already. From, I think, 700 in her first week or so, from 700 different donors. So there's a lot of excitement about her, especially from more progressive Democrats.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You have to remember, though, as, and we're seeing the Democrats really have a struggle right now between the moderate side and the progressive side. You're seeing this in the in this whole debate about the police. And some people say action isn't being taken, others the other way. But and of course we saw the head of the Democratic Party, the governor, just say recently that he was unclear on what the demands were at these protests. This is about a month into these things.
Yeah. So hey, get in the game here, man. Governor Northam, you need to get in the game. If you're not paying attention, there seem to be a couple of hundred people who won't go home at 2 a.m. Maybe you could get go down to the Lee Monument. I'm sure they'd be happy to educate you on what they're thinking.
They would. And I think, so that's going on in the party across the state. This isn't just happening in Richmond. But always remember with this mayor's race, it isn't about a majority vote. It's you have to win 5 of 9 districts.
Yeah.
So it's, who knows what's going to happen between now and November? I mean, there could be all kinds of things happening, but we may not know how people are really going to vote by district. Though things seem popular with one person now, that doesn't mean that popularity carries across 5 different areas.
It really is a remarkably rigged election. And I'll just say it. I know people will be mad about this. It's racially rigged, in my opinion. But, okay. I'm not going to ask you to comment on that, Jason, because that's a hot button issue. It's a provocative thing for me to say, but I think that's correct.
Yeah,
so
I'll
what's the story
there,
here about and by the way, if Mayor Stoney's people want to clarify that fundraising thing, I mean, I think it's appalling to have fundraisers while your city's on fire and you haven't gotten anything under control. So if that's not correct, if the documents we have seen here are not true, or there's something you want to say about it, please contact me and let me know, and I will give them time. And so now they're threatening the Virginia Museum. I wondered why those guys were being so quiet and not responding, not wanting to come on the air and defend artwork, even if it's controversial. What, they're going after the Virginia Museum, trying to get the executive director fired and threatening the museum now?
I'm not up on all that the way you are, John, but I do know that there is unrest there and people have been posting and telling me a little bit about some of the layoffs that had to happen.
They got to have financial problems, I would think.
There's got to be. And a lot of people are saying that they're unclear on who was chosen to be laid off. The human resources seems to say it is based on seniority, and other people say this has really reduced their diversity of staff. I'm not sure. there are a lot of issues being raised, and you can find that. I think there's a poster that lists all kinds of things that's going around about.
Well, here's again, if the Virginia Museum wants to take me up on my repeated offers to come on the air and talk about the destruction and the museum and their finances or whatever, that's fine. One of the things I remind people in public relations all the time is you can choose not to come on and talk, but you can't tell me I'm not going to talk about you. So the thing
you should look at it as they are talking to their patrons. People are very invested and interested in the Virginia Museum, and of course it is a state museum that we help pay for, and we enjoy it, and I think
and
people want to know what's going on.
Just wait till the vandals start coming through the museum, they're going to have a different attitude, I think, at that point, but I hope that doesn't happen, but I can happen. Hey, I'm running out of time, and you wanted to mention a theater event? Is there a theater that's actually open in all of America?
I came across this in Style. The Firehouse Theater is doing a one-man show called The Picture of Dorian Gray. It's a lot of people know Billy Christopher Maupin, who's been an actor in town for a long time. He has put the show together. It started last week, and it's running through July 19th. And they are allowing between 2 and 6 audience members per show. It's pretty
very
remarkable.
Intimate.
It's very intimate. They want people to feel safe, and the producing artistic director says He thinks it's the only theater in the country that's playing to live audiences at the moment. So I thought that was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, maybe something to try out. I don't know how easy it is to get tickets. And then, of course, speaking of the Virginia Museum, all of the museums are now beginning to open today and through next week. So more things to get out and do. As far as on the cultural scene right now.
Well, yeah, I do want to see, speaking of the Virginia Museum, I want to go see that Underwater Cities, the Egyptian thing over there.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Whenever that opens. But hey, thank you, Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder and manager of the public relations firm Spring Story. Let me know if you hear anything else or if we need to talk about some of those issues we just spoke about if anybody hits you up. Thanks, Jason.
I'm on it. Thanks.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.